The Bell Jar by Sylvia Plath. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Bell Jar is a novel by Sylvia Plath, first published in 1963 under the pseudonym Victoria Lucas. It is semi-autobiographical and tells the story of Esther Greenwood, a young woman from Massachusetts who struggles with depression while interning at a magazine in New York City during the 1950s. The novel follows Esther's descent into mental illness as she attempts to make sense of her life and identity amidst societal pressures. Esther begins her summer internship full of enthusiasm but quickly finds herself overwhelmed by the expectations placed upon her. She feels out of place among her peers and increasingly isolated from them as they move on with their lives while she remains stagnant. Her feelings are further compounded when she learns that Buddy Willard, whom she had been dating for some time, has become engaged to someone else without telling her. This news sends Esther into an emotional tailspin which leads to increasing bouts of depression. As Esther's mental health deteriorates, so does her ability to function normally in society. She becomes increasingly withdrawn and unable to concentrate or focus on anything for long periods of time. Eventually, after attempting suicide multiple times, Esther is admitted into a psychiatric hospital where doctors attempt various treatments such as electroshock therapy and insulin shock therapy in order to cure her condition. Throughout this process, however, it becomes clear that what really needs healing is not just Esther's physical body but also her mind. She must come to terms with who she truly is before any real progress can be made towards recovery. In the end, though, it appears that despite all odds against her, including those imposed by society, Esther manages to find peace within herself through writing about both past experiences and present emotions. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Mental illness. The protagonist, Esther Greenwood, struggles with mental illness throughout the novel, which is a major theme. Main idea number 2. Identity. Esther is constantly trying to figure out who she is and what she wants in life, which is a major source of her mental distress. Main idea number 3. Feminism. Esther's struggles are heavily influenced by the gender roles and expectations of the 1950s, which she often rebels against. Main idea number 4. Isolation. Esther often feels isolated from the world around her, which contributes to her mental illness. Main idea number 5. Depression. Esther's depression is a major theme in the novel, as she struggles to cope with her mental illness. Main idea number 6. Suicide. Esther's thoughts of suicide are a major theme in the novel, as she contemplates taking her own life. Main idea number 7. Relationships. Esther's relationships with her family, friends, and lovers are explored throughout the novel. Main idea number 8. New York City. Esther's time in New York City is a major part of the novel, as she experiences the city and its culture. Main idea number 9. Art. Esther's love of art is a major theme in the novel, as she uses it to express her feelings and cope with her mental illness. Main idea number 10. Writing. Esther's writing is a major theme in the novel, as she uses it to express her thoughts and feelings. Main idea number 11. Hospitalization. Esther's hospitalization is a major part of the novel, as she struggles to cope with her mental illness. Main idea number 12. Treatment. Esther's treatment for her mental illness is explored throughout the novel, as she tries to find a way to cope. Main idea number 13. Society. Esther's struggles are heavily influenced by the society of the 1950s, which she often rebels against. Main idea number 14. Gender roles. Esther's struggles are heavily influenced by the gender roles and expectations of the 1950s, which she often rebels against. Main idea number 15. Marriage. Esther's thoughts on marriage are explored throughout the novel, as she contemplates her future. Main idea number 16. Education. Esther's education is a major theme in the novel, as she struggles to find her place in the world. Main idea number 17. Work. Esther's work is a major theme in the novel, as she tries to find a job that she enjoys. Main idea number 18. Religion. Esther's thoughts on religion are explored throughout the novel, as she struggles to find meaning in her life. Main idea number 19. Death. Esther's thoughts on death are explored throughout the novel, as she contemplates her mortality. Main idea number 20. Recovery. Esther's recovery from her mental illness is a major theme in the novel, as she finds a way to cope with her struggles. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Mental illness is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel The Bell Jar. The protagonist, Esther Greenwood, struggles with mental illness throughout the story. She experiences depression and anxiety that lead to her feeling isolated from the world around her. As she descends further into her own mind, she begins to feel like an outsider looking in on life rather than being part of it. Her mental health issues are exacerbated by societal pressures such as expectations for women at the time and feelings of inadequacy due to comparisons between herself and others. Esther's journey through mental illness is depicted realistically and sympathetically throughout the novel. It shows how difficult it can be for someone suffering from a mental disorder to find help or even just understanding from those around them. Despite this difficulty, Esther eventually finds solace in therapy, which helps her come out of her dark place and start living again. The Bell Jar serves as an important reminder that mental illnesses should not be taken lightly or ignored. They need to be addressed head-on if we want people who suffer from them to get better. This book also highlights how powerful self-reflection can be when dealing with these kinds of issues. Main idea number 2. In Sylvia Plath's novel The Bell Jar, Esther Greenwood is a young woman struggling to find her identity. She feels immense pressure from society to conform and be successful, yet she can't seem to figure out what that means for her. As the story progresses, it becomes clear that Esther is in an existential crisis. She doesn't know who she is or what she wants in life. This lack of self-knowledge causes her great mental distress as she desperately searches for answers. Esther's journey towards finding herself involves exploring different aspects of her personality and interests. She tries on different roles such as being a writer, a mother, and even a housewife, but none of them feel quite right. Her confusion leads to feelings of alienation and despair, which eventually culminate in an attempted suicide attempt. The Bell Jar serves as an exploration into the complexities of identity formation and how difficult it can be for someone like Esther who has no idea where they belong or what their purpose is in life. It also highlights the importance of understanding oneself before trying to fit into any particular role or societal expectation. Main idea number 3. Feminism is a central theme in Sylvia Plath's novel The Bell Jar. Esther Greenwood, the protagonist of the novel, struggles with her identity and place in society as she navigates through 1950s America. She often rebels against the gender roles and expectations that are imposed upon her by society. Throughout the book, Esther challenges traditional notions of femininity and womanhood by refusing to conform to societal norms. For example, she refuses to take on traditionally feminine roles such as housewife or mother. Instead, she pursues an education and career in writing despite being discouraged from doing so by those around her. Esther also questions why women must adhere to certain standards of beauty set forth by society. She expresses frustration at having to wear makeup or dress up for social events when it does not make her feel comfortable or happy. In addition, Esther is critical of how men are allowed more freedom than women when it comes to their behavior and lifestyle choices without facing judgment from others. Ultimately, Esther's journey throughout The Bell Jar serves as a powerful representation of feminist ideals during this time period. Her struggles demonstrate how oppressive gender roles can be for women while also highlighting how important it is for them to fight back against these restrictions. Main idea number 4. Esther's feelings of isolation are pervasive and all-encompassing. She feels disconnected from the people around her, unable to relate to them or understand their motivations. This sense of alienation is compounded by her mental illness, which further isolates her from the world. Esther often finds herself in a state of limbo between reality and fantasy, struggling to make sense of what she sees and hears around her. The loneliness that Esther experiences is both physical and emotional; it permeates every aspect of her life. Her inability to connect with others leads to an overwhelming feeling of despair that can be paralyzing at times. Even when surrounded by friends or family members, Esther still feels isolated, as if there is an invisible barrier separating her from everyone else. Esther's isolation has a profound effect on how she views herself and the world around her. It contributes significantly to the downward spiral into depression that eventually leads to a suicide attempt. The bell jar serves as a powerful reminder that even those who appear happy on the outside may be suffering silently inside. Main idea number 5. Depression is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel The Bell Jar. Esther Greenwood, the protagonist of the novel, struggles with her mental illness throughout the story. She experiences feelings of hopelessness and despair that she cannot seem to shake off no matter how hard she tries. Her depression affects every aspect of her life, from her relationships with family and friends to her academic performance at college. As Esther attempts to make sense of what is happening to her, she finds herself increasingly isolated from those around her as they fail to understand or sympathize with what she is going through. Esther's depression takes on many forms throughout the novel. It manifests itself in physical symptoms such as headaches and nausea, but also psychological ones like apathy and an inability to concentrate or take pleasure in anything. Despite trying various treatments for her condition, including electroshock therapy, nothing seems able to lift Esther out of this dark place that has become so familiar yet so alienating for her. The bell jar serves as a powerful reminder that mental illness can be debilitating and isolating if not addressed properly. It highlights how difficult it can be for someone suffering from depression to reach out for help when they feel like their world has been turned upside down by their own mind. Main idea number 6. Suicide is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel, The Bell Jar. Esther Greenwood, the protagonist of the novel, struggles with her mental health and contemplates taking her own life throughout the story. She has an intense fear of failure and feels like she is unable to live up to society's expectations for women. This leads her to feel trapped in a bell jar that prevents her from living a fulfilling life. Esther's thoughts of suicide are often triggered by moments when she feels overwhelmed or powerless. For example, when she fails at writing an article for Ladies' Day magazine, or when she realizes that Buddy Willard will never love her as much as he loves himself. These feelings lead Esther into dark places where death seems like the only way out. The idea of suicide haunts Esther throughout the novel and serves as a reminder of how fragile life can be. It also highlights how important it is to take care of one's mental health and seek help if needed before things get too overwhelming. Main idea number 7. Esther's relationships with her family are complex and strained. She is close to her mother, but feels that she does not understand her or take her seriously. Her father is distant and uninvolved in Esther's life, leaving the majority of parenting duties to his wife. Despite this lack of involvement from him, Esther still yearns for his approval and attention. Esther has a few close friends throughout the novel who provide support during difficult times. These friendships are often complicated by jealousy and competition, as they all strive to achieve success in their respective fields. While these relationships can be tumultuous at times, they ultimately help Esther cope with the struggles she faces. The most significant relationship explored in The Bell Jar is between Esther and Buddy Willard, an aspiring doctor whom she dates briefly before breaking up with him due to his traditional views on gender roles. This relationship serves as a catalyst for much of Esther's inner turmoil throughout the novel, as it forces her to confront issues such as sexuality, femininity, independence, and societal expectations. Main idea number 8. New York City is a major part of Esther's story in The Bell Jar. She experiences the city in its culture, from the hustle and bustle of Times Square to the glamour of Fifth Avenue. She visits museums, attends parties, goes shopping, and even takes a job at a magazine. Through her time in New York City, she learns about herself and discovers what she wants out of life. Esther also encounters many different people during her stay in New York City who help shape her journey. From Doreen, an old friend from college who introduces Esther to the wild nightlife scene, to JC, Esther's intimidating boss at Ladies' Day magazine, to Dr. Gordon, Esther's psychiatrist who helps her through some difficult times, all these characters play important roles in helping Esther find clarity within herself. The sights and sounds of New York City are integral parts of Sylvia Plath's novel as they provide both contrast and context for Esther's inner struggles with depression. As readers, we get an intimate look into how this vibrant city can be both inspiring yet overwhelming for someone struggling with mental illness. Main idea number 9. Esther's love of art is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel, I, The Bell Jar. Throughout the book, Esther uses her artistic talents to express her feelings and cope with her mental illness. She finds solace in painting and drawing, as it allows her to explore the depths of her emotions without having to verbalize them. Art also serves as an escape from reality for Esther. When she paints or draws, she can forget about all of the pressures that life has placed upon her. In addition to providing emotional relief for Esther, art also helps give structure and meaning to her chaotic life. Through creating artwork, she is able to make sense of the world around her and gain a better understanding of herself. By exploring different mediums such as painting and sculpture, Esther discovers new ways of expressing herself that are both creative and therapeutic. Ultimately, art plays an important role in helping Esther come to terms with who she is and what she wants out of life. It gives her hope during difficult times by allowing her to create something beautiful out of chaos. In this way, art serves as a source of strength for Esther throughout I, The Bell Jar, ultimately leading towards self-acceptance. Main idea number 10. Writing is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel, I, The Bell Jar. Through her protagonist Esther Greenwood, Plath explores the power of writing to express thoughts and feelings that cannot be expressed through spoken language. Writing serves as an outlet for Esther's innermost emotions and allows her to make sense of the world around her. It also provides a way for her to connect with others who may not understand or accept what she is going through. Esther uses writing as a form of self-expression throughout the novel. She writes poetry, stories, and essays about topics ranging from mental illness to gender roles. Her words are often filled with emotion and insight into how she views herself and those around her. By putting these thoughts down on paper, Esther can gain clarity on difficult issues while also providing comfort in knowing that someone else might relate to them. In addition to being an emotional release for Esther, writing also serves as a source of strength during times when she feels overwhelmed by life's challenges. As she continues to write despite feeling like giving up, it becomes clear that this act gives her hope that things will eventually get better. Through its exploration of writing as both an expression of emotion and a source of strength, I, The Bell Jar, demonstrates the power words have in helping us cope with our struggles. In doing so, it encourages readers everywhere to find their own voice through writing. Main idea number 11. Hospitalization is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel The Bell Jar. Esther Greenwood, the protagonist of the novel, is hospitalized for her mental illness and struggles to cope with it throughout the story. Her hospitalization serves as a metaphor for her inner turmoil and feelings of isolation from society. She feels trapped in an environment that she cannot control or escape from, which leads to further depression and despair. Esther's hospitalization also symbolizes her struggle against societal expectations. Throughout the novel, Esther attempts to conform to what society expects of women but ultimately fails due to her mental illness. Her time in the hospital allows her some respite from these pressures while also providing a space where she can confront them head-on without judgment or criticism. Ultimately, Esther's hospitalization serves as both a physical manifestation of her internal struggles and an opportunity for self-reflection and growth. Through this experience, she learns more about herself and begins to accept who she truly is despite all odds. Main idea number 12. Throughout the novel, Esther's treatment for her mental illness is explored. She visits a number of psychiatrists and psychologists in an attempt to find a way to cope with her depression. Her first psychiatrist prescribes electroshock therapy, which she reluctantly agrees to undergo. However, this does not seem to help her condition and she continues to struggle with feelings of hopelessness and despair. Esther also tries various forms of psychotherapy such as psychoanalysis and group therapy. In these sessions, she talks about her experiences growing up in a patriarchal society that has limited expectations for women. Through these conversations, Esther begins to gain insight into how societal pressures have contributed to her mental health issues. In addition, Esther takes medication prescribed by doctors in order to manage some of the symptoms associated with her depression. Although it helps somewhat, it does not completely alleviate all of the pain that she feels inside. Ultimately, though, Esther finds solace through writing poetry and journaling about her thoughts and feelings. This creative outlet allows her to express herself without judgment or criticism from others, something that was lacking during much of the novel when people around were trying too hard to fix what they thought was wrong with Esther instead of just listening. Main idea number 13. In The Bell Jar, Esther Greenwood's struggles are heavily influenced by the society of the 1950s. This is a time when women were expected to conform to traditional gender roles and pursue domestic lives as wives and mothers. Esther rebels against this expectation, instead wanting to pursue her own ambitions in life. She feels trapped by societal expectations that she should be content with a conventional lifestyle, which leads her into depression. Esther's rebellion takes many forms throughout the novel, from refusing to take part in activities such as marriage counseling classes or beauty pageants, to rejecting offers of help from those around her who want her to conform. Her refusal of these conventions serves as an act of defiance against a society that seeks to limit women's potential and opportunities for self-fulfillment. The Bell Jar highlights how oppressive social norms can have damaging effects on individuals' mental health and well-being. Through Esther's story, we see how difficult it can be for someone trying to break free from restrictive gender roles imposed upon them by their culture. Main idea number 14. In The Bell Jar, Esther Greenwood's struggles are heavily influenced by the gender roles and expectations of the 1950s. Throughout the novel, she is constantly reminded that as a woman, her place in society is to be a wife and mother. She is expected to conform to traditional feminine ideals such as being passive, submissive, and obedient. These expectations put immense pressure on Esther, which leads her to rebel against them in various ways. Esther often expresses frustration with these societal norms through her thoughts and actions. For example, when she visits New York City for an internship at a magazine company, she refuses to take part in activities deemed appropriate for women, such as shopping or attending parties. Instead, she chooses to explore the city alone and focus on furthering her career ambitions rather than finding a husband like many other young women of that time were expected to do. The Bell Jar serves as an exploration of how oppressive gender roles can have damaging effects on individuals who don't fit into those prescribed boxes. Through Esther's story, we see how difficult it can be for someone who doesn't want to conform but feels trapped by societal pressures nonetheless. Main idea number 15. In The Bell Jar, Esther Greenwood's thoughts on marriage are explored throughout the novel. She is a young woman who is struggling to find her place in society and make sense of her life. Marriage is something that she contemplates as a potential solution to her problems, but it also brings up feelings of ambivalence and confusion for her. On one hand, she sees marriage as an escape from the pressures of being single and independent. On the other hand, she worries about losing herself in someone else's identity or becoming trapped in a loveless relationship. Esther often reflects on how marriage could provide stability and security for her future. She imagines having children with someone whom she loves deeply and creating a home together where they can be happy. At times, however, these dreams seem too far away or impossible to achieve due to Esther's mental health struggles. This leads her to question whether getting married would really bring happiness or if it would just be another source of stress. Ultimately, Esther comes to realize that there isn't one right answer when it comes to deciding whether or not marriage is right for you. It depends entirely on your individual circumstances and desires. Through this realization, Esther finds peace within herself by accepting that whatever path she chooses will ultimately lead her towards fulfillment. Main idea number 16. Education is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel, The Bell Jar. Esther Greenwood, the protagonist of the story, struggles to find her place in the world as she navigates through college and post-college life. She feels pressure from society to conform to certain expectations and ideals that she does not necessarily agree with or understand. As a result, Esther often finds herself feeling lost and confused about what path she should take in life. Esther's education is also used as a tool for self-discovery throughout the novel. Through her studies at college and beyond, Esther begins to gain an understanding of who she is as an individual and how her experiences have shaped her identity. She learns more about herself by exploring different topics such as literature, psychology, philosophy, art history, and more. By engaging with these subjects on an intellectual level, Esther gains insight into her own thoughts and feelings. The Bell Jar ultimately serves as a reminder that education can be empowering when it comes to finding one's true purpose in life. It encourages readers to explore their interests without fear of judgment or failure so they can discover their passions and pursue them wholeheartedly. Main idea number 17. Work is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel, Aya, the Bell Jar. The protagonist, Esther Greenwood, struggles to find meaningful work that she enjoys. She takes on various jobs throughout the novel, from working as an intern at a magazine in New York City to being a guest editor for a fashion magazine. Despite her best efforts and enthusiasm for these positions, Esther finds herself feeling unfulfilled and unsatisfied with her career choices. Esther's journey of self-discovery is closely tied to her search for meaningful work. As she navigates through different job opportunities and experiences failure along the way, Esther begins to realize what truly matters most to her, finding something that brings joy into her life. Through this process of trial and error, Esther eventually discovers what it means to be fulfilled by one's work. Main idea number 18. In The Bell Jar, Esther Greenwood's thoughts on religion are explored throughout the novel. She is a young woman who is struggling to find meaning in her life, and she often turns to religion for guidance. Esther has been raised in a Christian household and she believes that God exists, but she also questions the traditional teachings of Christianity. She wonders if there is more to life than what can be found within the confines of organized religion. Esther struggles with her faith as she experiences depression and anxiety. She begins to doubt whether or not God truly cares about her, which leads her into further despair. Despite this inner turmoil, Esther still holds on to some hope that there may be something greater out there beyond what we can see or understand. This idea gives her strength during difficult times and helps keep her going when all else fails. Throughout the novel, Esther grapples with these conflicting feelings towards religion while trying to make sense of it all. In the end, she finds solace in knowing that even though things may seem dark at times, there is always light at the end of the tunnel if one looks hard enough for it. Main idea number 19. Throughout the novel, Esther Greenwood grapples with her own mortality. She is constantly reminded of death in various ways, from her mother's warnings about the dangers of suicide to her own morbid thoughts and fantasies. In one particularly vivid scene, she imagines herself as a corpse lying in an open casket at her funeral. This image haunts Esther throughout the novel and serves as a reminder that life is fleeting. Esther also reflects on how death affects those around us. She muses on how people are remembered after they die and wonders if anyone will remember her when she passes away. Her fear of being forgotten leads to feelings of loneliness and despair. Death is a major theme in The Bell Jar, but it isn't presented as something negative or frightening. Instead, it serves as a reminder for Esther to live life fully while she still can. By confronting death head-on, Esther learns to appreciate life more deeply than ever before. Main idea number 20. Recovery is a major theme in Sylvia Plath's novel The Bell Jar. Esther Greenwood, the protagonist of the novel, struggles with mental illness throughout her life and finds it difficult to cope with her inner turmoil. She attempts to find solace through various methods such as writing poetry and seeking out psychiatric help, but ultimately she must rely on herself for recovery. Through self-reflection and determination, Esther eventually learns how to manage her mental health issues and live a more fulfilling life. Esther's journey towards recovery is not an easy one. She experiences many setbacks along the way. At times she feels overwhelmed by her own thoughts and emotions, leading her to make decisions that are detrimental to her well-being. However, despite these moments of despair, Esther never gives up hope that things will get better. She continues searching for ways to improve herself until finally finding peace within herself. The bell jar serves as an important reminder that recovery from mental illness is possible if we have faith in ourselves and our ability to overcome adversity. It also highlights the importance of seeking professional help when needed so that we can learn how best to manage our own mental health issues. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.